Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Merangutan is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there are called good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, welcome in. How's everybody doing today? Happy Wednesday, everybody. Day after Wilsonville Toyota presents the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club, brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law, accident and injury attorneys. Look, that was a hell of a day we had out at old Langdon yesterday.
It was.
Golf clap all the way around.
There we go.
Golf clap all the way around. Because it was a golf tournament, we will golf clap. Thank you to everybody that came out and played yesterday. We had a hell of a lot of fun out there at Langdon yesterday. That was a great, great event.
It was. And, you know, I love this, and I always joke about it. You know, it's my favorite. It's my favorite thing that we do. It's absolutely awesome. It's all day. It's golf. It's booze. It's all the listeners. It's all the sponsors. It's good food, good times. Like, if you're out there and you're not having a great day.
Yeah.
Something's wrong, man.
Yeah.
Just genuinely. I'm going to recover for a couple of days.
Oh, really?
That's for sure.
What happened to you?
I discovered the tequila-based transfusion.
Okay.
Had a lot of those. And shout out to Angel's Envy setting up next to us with the triple oak barrel whiskey.
I don't understand the transfusion. Like, I mean,
you don't know what a transfusion is?
Well, I mean, like a blood transfusion.
No, it's a beverage.
Yeah.
And
never heard of it.
It's really damn good.
It's quite refreshing.
It's got, traditionally you have vodka, grape juice, some ginger ale.
Sounds delightful.
It is delightful.
Great.
You said grape, not grapefruit.
Grape.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it goes down smooth. So I swapped out the old vodka for the tequila, and boy, was it tasty!
Yeah,
we had two hands full of those, and then seemingly every group. I mean, this is what we do: we set these vendors and sponsors up with the booze on the holes, and so everybody comes up and they have a shot
before they
go up to the hole. Well, damn near every group is like, "Hey, Ryan, come do a shot with us!"
Hey,
and so that's
how it goes.
It's a lot of groups.
Well, and it was sunny out.
It
was, you tried to tell me that you weren't dehydrated.
Yeah, but I drank like 9 or 10 bottles of water and didn't pee.
That's dehydrated, Danny. That is not, yeah. You're not defying any,
science.
No, you're
no,
not.
I didn't.
You're not. No, you were dehydrated.
Yeah, probably the contributing factor to my back being what it ended up being.
What?
My back being a complete and utter tight mess.
Well, shocking. Your body's breaking down. Yeah, this is not is not a surprise to anybody that's out there.
Did if you're watching on the YouTubes, you will see my face. I did develop quite the raccoon eyes.
Well, yeah, you're outside. I'm sure you didn't sunscreen either when you were out there.
Did not sunscreen, but I did have the straw hat on all day covering the face. So.
But you go, this is the ultimate meringue experience here. You sit there and you're like, I don't know how this happened.
Yeah.
And then you go down and you list all of the reasons why all of these things happen. You're like, I just don't know. It's a mystery to me how my back is hurting. Mm. I'm dehydrated and I have
very warm.
Tan lines everywhere. Yeah. It's like, well, you were outside drinking booze all day, taking golf shots all day long.
Yeah, it was a great time.
I mean, my goodness,
zero complaints.
It was an awesome time and it was an awesome event. I love when we can get our listeners together and we can get everybody together. It doesn't happen very often. We had this conversation when Jeff Austin retired and we were at his retirement party, that all of our shows, we really only get together one or two times per year.
Now we've done two this year with Jeff Austin's retirement and the golf tournament.
We have gotten two already in. And it's always a blast when everybody gets together. I think that's one thing that is really cool about our station, the people that we have that work here, whether it is the all day parts from Dirt and Sprague to us to Isaac and Souk to our weekend shows and our weekly shows that we have. When everybody gets together, it's a great time. Rashad came out.
Yep.
Schultze came out. Like Ortner was out there playing golf and
barely standing.
Yep. Being Big Will all over the place. But obviously Joe Fish and Luke, who are sales bros and on-air guys for us, when everybody can get together, it is a blast. We had Rusty out at the producer's hole. Russ got a workout in. Is that the most rigorous exercise that you have had in how long?
It's been a little while, because I wasn't exactly taking my time walking out there. I was walking at a pretty good pace.
Russ, we had our producer's corner where they were taking pictures and meeting with folks. When we set this up, producer's corner, I was like, well, yeah, we'll have, when the guys aren't there, aren't doing their show back here at the studio, they'll be out there. Well, I was out there for basically the opening round, and I loved it. It was great mixing it up with people out there. But when Rust got there, he didn't have a ride out to the 12th hole from the clubhouse.
Yeah. Mm.
So our man's over there started hoofing it.
There you go.
Walked and out to the 12th.
He walked out there, and you were walking back, too.
I walked back, yeah. Because when I got there, I texted you. I said, all right, party's here. Who's coming to get me?
Yeah.
But I didn't know that you were, like, playing.
I was in the afternoon round playing, and I did not get that text. I was like, what is going on here? See, this is what happens when you're a green bubble guy.
Right.
My iPhone just was like, not today. Not from that guy. Not today, Pally.
Yeah.
But it was awesome to see all of our listeners, our P1s, our clients who are awesome and come through for all of our listeners, making sure that event is special and it's unique. It was a cool day. And thank you to everybody who came out and played. Thank you to all of our sponsors that made it possible. It was really cool. And as I was out there, I got asked like, hey, why are you giving up your show to do this management thing as I'm putting together like the backdrop of 1080 by myself? And I don't know how to do this. I'm like, I don't know. But the answer is events like that and days like that. That is 100% why I love this station. I love the people that listen to it and support it. We've got a really good core of people that listen to the station, care about the station, and it shows in days like we have yesterday, from the listeners who come out and play to the sponsors that take care of our golfers when they're out there. It was like exactly why the fan is awesome, our listeners are the best, and like I want to keep building that event up and start bringing more to people so we can have all of our listeners out celebrating how awesome our city is, because it is, and it's been crapped on a lot. And the people that are on this station, because we've got a good group of people that work here, and the more that we can get out and see everybody, the better off it is. So thank you to everybody who came out, whether you were a golfer, a sponsor. It was awesome.
Yeah, no, it's always just, it's an event that I look forward to every year, and hopefully we can start doing even more stuff like this.
Maybe one of these days I'll be able to make it out there for more than just like 2 hours in the late afternoon.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe. You could have gotten there at 6 a.m. with Danny and I.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, but I got to be here at 9.
Yeah, you could have been like me getting up at 4:30 after going to bed at 12:30 the night before. Great.
See, again, you're like, how is this happening to me? Go to bed earlier.
Well, blame the Blazers.
No, I will not. Mm. That is the downside to what happened yesterday.
Yeah. Great timing, Blazers.
I'm getting ready. I'm like, I got a long day. I'm going to unwind early. I'm going to go to bed. Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong. Wrong. Holy guacamole.
Of all the days to not have it. And when we talked about this, the golf tournament and the draft being back-to-back, I mentioned this. I'm like, there's going to be something that happens. And this was months ago. This was not like a precursor to this particular trade. I was like, that's a really inconvenient day.
Yep. Yep. Well, it was, boy, all hell is breaking loose in the NBA.
And it's going to get crazier.
It is draft day today. Mm-hmm. We are going to be NBA heavy today because we have the draft. We have Drew Pardue here in Portland with Drew Holiday from the Boston Celtics coming over for Anthony Simons. And I think that on this draft day, we will get into all of that, but I want to start with the Drew Holiday trade. Mm-hmm. The Blazers acquired Drew Holiday for Anthony Simons in 2 second-round picks going Boston's way. Why this deal? What does it mean for the team? And what is there about these rumors and rumblings that are coming out of Boston that Drew Holiday doesn't want to be in Portland? Mm-hmm. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drew Holiday is a Portland Trail Blazer. The Blazers on Monday night sending Anthony Simons to Boston along with 2 second-round picks for Drew Holiday, a casualty to a salary cap situation in Boston that we knew was just not tenable. They could not move forward with having, two players north of $50 million, Drew Holiday north of $30 million. What is Porzingis' number? He also got traded, by the way.
Oh, God. He got traded into the trade exception for the Hawks, so it must have been 24?
They were in the crotch chop that second apron after they won the title and gave everybody money. And so we knew that there was going to be movement in Boston. I think all of Portland was a little bit surprised that Anthony Simons was part of a deal to send to Boston for Drew Holiday, who at one time was a Portland Trailblazer for what, 3 days?
Yeah, something.
It was like it was like September 27th to October 1st.
It was there was enough time period where multiple teams got in on the bidding for Drew, and I remember during that process, the Blazers targeted Drew because they wanted Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Like they like, and they knew other teams 100% wanted Drew, and because Drew Holiday is very good, and he ended up being the key for Milwaukee and both Boston to win titles.
Look, I think that before we get into kind of the nitty gritty of what is going to transpire after this trade, mm-hmm. I think on the surface, I don't think that you can sit there and go one way. Either side won the deal,
no.
Right? It was a fair trade. I think that one thing that I actually come out of this and I appreciate is that we've seen this in previous regimes. We've seen it during this regime at times where you have got the Blazers have overvalued the guys that they have. And they hold on to them and guys end up going for either pennies on the dollar or walk away for nothing, right? We've seen that before. I think that going in doing a fair value trade for a guy like Anthony Simons, who is in the fine extension eligible and going to be wanting to get an extension, you got what you wanted in return, which is a guy in Drew Holiday who fits the identity of what this Trailblazers team wants to be under Chauncey Billups.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive-oriented guard who's a facilitator, can knock down open shots, right?
And on top of that, high IQ, high feel, and leadership.
The leadership,
here's the thing. I don't think for everybody who's like, oh, you love everything the Blazers do, I'm kind of splitting the fence on this move. Number one, I love Drew Holiday. And his bona fides, if you want to read it, it's up on the Patreon. I wrote everything of the intel that I got on it following the trade. His bona fides are unquestionable. He's a two-time champion for two different franchises. He's a six-time all-defensive team member. He is a two-time all-star. He's an Olympic gold medalist. He is a three-time Twyman Stokes teammate of the year winner. This is a guy, whether it's on the court, defensively, while also being capable of being your number two or number three offensive option,
mm-hmm.
while also being a dude among dudes. Drew Holiday is one of the few guys in the NBA who, if you don't like him, that says more about you than it does about Drew.
Yep.
Not only as a person, but as a teammate, as a dude, like he gets it. And the one of the reasons that I like this move is that the Blazers weren't lacking leadership. They were lacking the leader. And
I think that is lacking leadership.
Do you understand what I'm saying? They weren't lacking guys who could be leaders. They were lacking the leader.
And that is a lack of leadership.
That's fair.
I mean, that is, if you don't have that guy that is your culture setter,
mm-hmm.
then you're kind of wandering.
He's a tone setter.
Yep.
That's what he is. Like he is a walking, talking tone setter. He has lived it, breathed it. He is that guy. There is a less than probably 0% chance that he doesn't have the corner locker with the Trailblazers starting next season. And when you walk in that locker room, you know who everyone's looking to. And they're not looking to him to be the guy. They're looking for him to lead them. And I think that's the big thing. But also from a talent fit perspective, everybody knows how I feel about Ant. Drew Holiday is a better holistic overall player.
Mm-hmm.
The question I have is, who's going to score?
Yeah. Well, that has been a problem for the Blazers
mm-hmm.
with Anthony Simons,
mm-hmm.
too.
And that's
right?
And that's the thing. It's like a guy who is a dyed-in-the-wool floor stretcher, gravity guy, three-point shooter, off-the-bounce creator. They now don't have any of that.
Don't think you're going to get him at 11 tonight in the NBA draft
no.
either. So that is a bigger picture mm-hmm. thing that we will dive into. But I also look at it as Anthony Simons extension eligible this offseason. He would be getting Drew Holiday money.
Yes. So Drew, his deal is $33.6 million annual average value. I would expect that Ant ends up somewhere between 30 and 32.
So you are looking at a Drew Holiday situation where you have two plus a player option in that third year, where you have 3 years left of it. A proven commodity, mm-hmm. though older, and a veteran on a young team. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where Ant, you would be paying him, hoping that he would continue to still grow.
Yeah.
Grow, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And you would have been in for far more years on that with a lot of unknowns. And that doesn't mean that Ant won't get that money and isn't worth that money. That is the money that a player like him
gets. Yeah, starter level money of guys who can average 20 a game and stretch the floor. That's the going rate.
And this is why it's a fair deal, is because Boston also gets what they want in that, look, Anfernee Simons can walk at the end of the year mm-hmm. because they can't afford that deal. And they need a scorer this year because Jason Tatum ain't playing.
No, and there is discussions around Ant potentially being moved again.
Could happen.
That possibility is out there for sure. Boston, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, brother, there is beyond Drew and Porzingis, there's more smoke there.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Because they just got a fraction under the second apron now. Mm-hmm. So at least they're within the parameters.
17 million away from the luxury tax.
Yeah,
now?
They're 17 million away from the first apron, and they're four million clear of the
second apron.
Yeah,
they're not done.
No, and they need.
But they saved $250 million in luxury tax payments.
Jeez, just by those two moves. Yeah. There's something that you said there that has been a big topic of conversation about Drew Holiday. He is old.
Mm-hmm.
He is not a scorer,
mm-mm.
but he brings so many of those other things. You said he's going to be a corner locker room guy, where he's got that corner locker. That's where the leaders sit. That's where, when everybody turns their head over, they're looking to that spot. Do you bring Drew Holiday in to come off of the bench?
Mm.
That conversation is, a valid one, and there's a lot of people having it. Because you have Scoot Henderson.
Yeah,
because you have Shaedon Sharpe.
Well, here's the thing. There's a world that exists where Drew starts, and so does Scoot.
Mm-hmm.
They could... Look, Drew's played some too, and he's big, and he's strong. And the thing I love about Drew, I'll go with the whole league sources, have told me that they're comfortable with Drew Holiday at either spot. One of the questions that I had after the trade was, you know, looking at his age, you know, I was told that the Blazers looked very closely at the tape last year. And even though there was some regression, they aren't worried about Father Time snatching his soul just yet. I asked if the plan was to start him, and I was told, well, it's still too early in the process. I mean, yeah. So, you know, I've used this analogy God knows how many times. Break the pool cue up, throw Shaedon and Scoot in the room, let them figure it out. Because if I'm running this team right now, I've talked about this over the last week, and you're going into the Denny-centric offense, which I think Drew is actually a good fit for, because Drew has been playing off ball for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
He's been playing off of Giannis, playing off the Jays very successfully. He does not need to see the ball. And his three-point percentage was down to 36% last year. He's a career 38% three-point shooter, and he's been doing it for 15 years. When you've got a track record of that long, it's reputation.
Mm-hmm.
The floor spacing, he is going to afford that part of it. He can work off ball. He can toggle on when necessary. He can just kind of fit wherever. That's his skill set allows him to do that. But I start wondering, okay, if you start Scoot and Drew, what does that kind of look like offensively? Because Scoot, while he can get to the rim, his rim finishing, I think he was of the top 150.
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't need to defend the perimeter all that much.
Yeah, I trust Scoot more as a shooter than I do as a finisher. Like I said, of the top 150 players to take the most shots at the rim last year, I think Scoot finished 145th or 146th.
Yeah,
was right in there, bottom five, bottom six of the top 150. That's a problem. Like the guy who finished 150th, Trae Young, he also has gravity well beyond the three-point line, even though his three-point shooting has kind of taken a massive hit because of how prolific a playmaker he is and how nuclear hot he can get from three.
Yeah. I think that this trade for – and there's a lot of Rip City that is upset about this deal because Anthony Simons was liked. And I think that there was a framing for a very long time about Ant being like a guy who could be the cornerstone of this franchise for a very long time. This deal tells you a couple of things. One is that they weren't comfortable with Ant being a guy who wanted to be here long term. And two, I don't think that they looked down the barrel and they said, that's a guy who is going to be the cornerstone moving forward.
Yep.
And that is a that's a dramatic change in the way that this organization was thinking. It had been framed for a very long time that he could be that guy. I think the organization is telling all of us, no. And they made that decision, and they brought in a veteran. Look, this is, on the surface, you could sit there and you go, there's a lot of holes with the Portland Trailblazers, especially offensively moving forward. It also will tell you they're not done, and they cannot be done because this team would be lacking a scoring punch in an era where the NBA is playing faster.
The one aside, I got a text from a coach in the NBA 5 minutes after the deal. Y'all are going to guard the bleep out of teams.
Yep.
And that's the thing about this where I went, yeah, Drew, two on the perimeter, buddy, buckle up.
And then you Klingon defending the rim, DeAndre Ayton defending the rim for this year, right? It is, you are seeing the identity that Chauncey Billups wants.
They're going to grind teams into paste.
It did not feel like Anthony Simons fit what Chauncey Billups wanted to do identity-wise. Now you're starting to see that take shape, and it's a gamble, man, because you lose that creator.
And they need to find it some. Again, I'm very interested to see what the Denny-centric offense looks like, but the whole, like, the whole is better than the sum kind of a deal that we saw from the Pacers, they still had an engine in Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam is an all NBA player.
Yeah, right? Those guys are pretty good.
Yeah. And so it's like the threshold is higher. And we saw this with Houston this last year when you're like, who's going to score?
Yeah.
With Orlando, it's like, yeah, Franz and Paolo are great, but who's going to be the guy that bends the defense? Like, and that's the thing, is I look at where they are right now. They've got downhill guys. They've got a ton of high-level role guys, but who's going to be the guy that bends the defense?
Last time, Jrue Holiday was a Blazer for like 3 days. Will he be a Blazer longer? The draft is tonight, and there is a report from a well-sourced Boston reporter that says Jrue Holiday is pissed to be a Portland Trailblazer. That's a quote from him. Validity to that after Rust with SportsCenter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, a little shout out here. Welcome a brand new little P1. Baby Rufio.
Hey!
Is watching his first Danny and Dusty on the YouTube stream. So welcome to the S Show, little guy. Drew Holiday is now a Portland Trailblazer for the second time. There is a report.
It's still fun to say that.
All-time Blazer great. There is a report that is out there from Boston beat writer Steve Bulpet.
From Heavy.com.
Heavy.com. Who is, he does a really good job covering the Celtics, though. And he said, according to a source close to the situation, Holiday is pissed he's going to Portland. His source went on to say, now, if he winds up staying there, I'm sure he'll be professional. He's always been and make a positive contribution, but he's not happy with this deal. I'll be surprised if Portland doesn't move him if they can, because right now he does not want to go there. I'm sure if he has to go to Portland, he'll end up going and it'll be okay. But right now they want to be somewhere else. But with that contract, it's not going to be that easy.
I mean, okay. So I did some digging on this and I reached out to folks and, again, it's not a trade that's consummated, so nothing can be on record. So, but I will just say a source directly familiar with the situation has confirmed to me that this is, not accurate.
Okay. So he's not pissed.
No.
All right. When is the last time that somebody was traded to Portland and we didn't hear that he was upset about coming? Yeah. Even Denny Avdia, who was getting out of Washington. Remember, it was,
it caught him off guard.
He doesn't want to leave Washington, yeah, because there is an Israeli culture, mm-hmm, in
community
in Washington.
And he felt loved and a part of everything.
And he's coming out to Portland where he doesn't know anything about Portland. Yeah. It's three more time zones away from being in his home time zone. Like all of those, yeah, things. Every single guy that gets traded to Portland, yeah, we go through this, right? One thing that we do know about Drew Holiday is he is a consummate professional. Now, do I believe that Drew Holiday, in the twilight of his career, wants to be on a contending team and a, sure, winning team? Absolutely, yeah, everybody does. Portland is not that.
No.
And they won't be that. No. While Drew Holiday is still playing in the NBA, likely. But he will have a role. He will be featured, and he has been a pro everywhere that he's gone.
Again, I mentioned this before. Drew's a dude of dudes. He's a pro of pros. And is he I was told that basically Drew was let know more than a week ago that he was going to be moved because of the salary stuff. And that was, everybody knew. Like, of course, everybody knew that because everybody else can see the books. But he knew that he was going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his salary, there's only so many destinations.
Yeah.
Like, where does this fit? Where does this make sense? And he's a pro of pros. Is he frustrated that he's not competing for a title? Sure, any player would. But I was told he was not pissed about coming here from multiple sources.
What is what's the deal with the change of heart with the Blazers and Anthony Simons, though? Because that seems like a, yeah, big turn from how they have always talked about Ant and their reluctance to part ways with him.
Look, I'll say it bluntly. Ant was caught off guard by the move. The reason that I have said that I would be more surprised that he was traded than extended, because that's where things sounded like they were going. That wasn't me just pretending. Like, that's, I was told that the Blazers, if they were going to move him, they were going to look for a shot creator in return, because there's just not many. For all the people who don't like Ant for this, that, or the other reason, when you look at what he's able to do in what he does in the offensive side of the ball, there's just not that many guys. Like, if you look at, I took his 3-year average, like 20 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, and guys that have over 37 or 38% from 3 and high volume. I think I put it at like 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
Every single player on the list, save one, was an all-star or all-NBA player. Even if you say Ant is at the bottom of that list, that just shows you how rare that skill set is. The ability to score, to do it efficiently, particularly in heavy volume from the three-point line. For all of the teams of the Orlandos and the fan bases out there, like, oh, we can go get this guy then. It's like, well, no, you had to pay all the capital in the world to go get Desmond Bane, because the ability to create shots from three on the offensive side of the ball, for as much as like, oh, you can just go get shooting, what does every team that ends up losing the playoffs end up doing? Oh, man, we needed more shooting.
Yeah.
Because it's a rare and hard commodity to find.
It is, but it also with aunt, there was the other end of the floor was significantly, it was bad. And he wasn't as prolific of a shooter to get away with not being that good.
Yeah. And defensively. And I think a lot of that has to do with some things that changed and working some things out, particularly as the season advanced. And I mean, most guys on that roster last year struggled to start the season because of so many changes and identity and roles kind of being ubiquitous. And I'm not saying that as an excuse for Ant. It's just, but look at everybody. Everybody for the first 2 months of the season just struggled.
Yeah.
Up and down the roster. Nobody looked good for the first 2 months. And then you started to see guys understand roles and contributions and where to fit in. And again, this move happening caught everyone by surprise. And I was told that this was a deal that came together over a couple of days. And it was very, very quiet. But much like any transaction in the NBA, transactions are formed by a set of ideas in achieving goals and relationships. Joe did that deal with Boston with Drew 2 years ago. He knows Brad Stevens, working through those deals and having that communication and that established trust of like, hey, you've got your goals, I've got mine. Is there a spot that we can meet where we can accomplish both? And for, you know, everybody says, or, you know, one team fleeced the other or something like that. Not just this transaction, any transaction. If a team is accomplishing the goals they want to accomplish, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
If like with Boston right now, their goal is to slash payroll. And if they can, however they can do it in the best possible way, they're going to do it. And if that makes sense for a team like Portland or Atlanta to get Jrue Holiday or to get Kristaps Porzingis, that's the way you go down it. But it was a shift, I believe, as far as Anthony Simons is concerned. But I don't think this was a clear the deck because here comes Scoot and Shea. This was, we like Jrue Holiday. We think he's good. We think as an overall talent perspective, he fits better what we want to do. While Drew is certainly going to be a mentor and a leader, I don't think they made this deal so that he can sit behind Scoot and Shea and be the cheerleader and lead them. Like this is not the Master Splinter Ninja Turtle thing. This is Jrue Holiday still a player and they think he's good.
He does have some tread left on the tires. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot. And I know that that's the gripe with a lot of people out there. It's like Ant has so much more NBA ahead of him. But there is this aspect of it, too, in that, look, the Blazers, and I will give them credit for this, and they did not overvalue him. Mm-hmm. And they made a deal that I think is a fair swap back and forth. And it's a two-way street, too, where they may have been having the conversations with Anthony Simons or hearing in league circles that maybe Ant wasn't just going to sign the extension and just be willing to stay in Portland. Yep. That he would have tested the free agent market, and then the guy walks for free. Then you're sitting there with your pants down. You don't get anything in return.
No.
Now you have the ability to, and it will be difficult because that is a, you know, $33 million for Jrue Holiday. To move that, but at least you have a shorter term on that deal where
it's
you can
get out
of it.
It's not a 4 or 5 year deal.
No, it's 3 years left. And if Ant signs an extension, you're looking at 5 years.
Yeah, four, at least four, yeah.
At minimum four, likely five, right?
And text line is like, Ant's value, or he's so prolific that the Blazers need to include 2 second-round picks. I'm just going to say this, and this doesn't pertain to the Blazers. It pertains to the NBA at large. Second-round picks mean crap.
Well, it is... Salaries have to match. Drew makes more than Ant. Those 2 second-round picks have a value attached to them. That makes the trade work.
Well, not even just that.
Because like, you can't do the cash anymore.
Well, no, not even that. They include the capital because they included the capital. But here's the thing, and this is something I've heard from front offices around the NBA. Because of NIL, yes, guys are staying in school longer and opting to go back, but the guys that are the first like 10, 15 picks in the second round, they're usually guys that, yeah, you could talk yourself into being first rounders, but like for one reason or another, like probably should go back to school because you could develop a little bit more, but hey, it's a payday. You're going to the NBA. Now the second round after 4 or 5 guys, it's guys that were in the 50s and 60s and 70s on top 100 boards. It's just, it's no, like the guys that you took flyers on, like, hey, this could be a dude. Those guys aren't like, don't get me wrong. There's going to be a guy or two that ends up popping in
sure.
there. Because they're going to be the
college seniors that have been around the block and they just are veterans. Whereas most of these guys are going to get drafted in the first round, like it historically speaking, are all 19 to 21 years old.
But they're all going back to college because they're getting $1.5 to $3 million to go back. And so the value of second round picks, just talking to front offices around the league, after like pick 35, 36, teams are just throwing their hands up like, it's not a great crop of like, hey, here's a great project. If like
anybody is caught up with second round picks in the NBA, I mean, just go and look at second rounds historically. There's one or two guys.
Yeah. And look, the whole second, this isn't like excuse the Blazers gave 2 second round picks. I just for like 2 years the second round picks had more value under the new CBA before the NIL really took hold, and that period's gone.
Well,
like that's
guys, what are we overthinking this here? Drew Holiday's a better player even in his 30s than Anthony Simons.
What's going to be really interesting is the Ringer had Drew Holiday I think at number 69, nice, and Ant Simons at 87, their top 100 list. I'm wondering how much the prestige zone of being a Boston Celtic, if Ant ends up staying there, how far one Drew falls and how high Ant goes up.
Yeah, well, and they'll say it's because of his age and not because he's in Portland. But Drew Holiday got respect in New Orleans and in Milwaukee as well. I mean, he did. Now, he's in the back 40 of his career.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the tail end, but... the Blazers made this deal. I don't think that this indicates that they're done by any stretch because...
I'd be pretty surprised if they were done.
They create holes.
Yeah.
You know, like you have created now a vacuum of lack of scoring punch. Mm-hmm. But you do create defensive mentality.
Yeah.
Leadership role is solidified right there. And nobody questions that. Now, they could... I mean, Drew Holiday could be a Blazer... this season, he could not be a Blazer by the end of the day.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was told specifically that the Blazers are 100%
keeping Drew.
100% keeping
Drew Holiday.
Right now, they are keeping Drew Holiday. That is not a... I tweeted out something along the lines of, like, right after the trade. The one thing I'm looking at here is this a situation where, like, Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks in Houston, where they made moves and gave guys shorter-term, bigger deals that... Yeah, they're good players and their character and their additions of like this is in, with Fred championship equity and Dylan Brooks like defensive identity fits into kind of what Ime Udoka wants to do. The deals themselves though also kind of work because Fred's deal was a short 2-year deal of which he just signed a new deal. We could talk about a little bit later. But Brooks, he got the elevated money, but Houston wasn't in that competitive window yet, and then he ended up having the salary necessary in order to facilitate a trade for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and say this, too. They wanted Drew Holiday the first time, mm-hmm. and then the Celtics said, well, how does Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon, some first-round picks sound?
Yeah.
And they were like, done.
Yeah.
Take him.
Yeah. And that was the thing. Is like
offer could come through of a team saying, he could be our piece.
Look, if that happens, sure. But as it stands right now, the Blazers, I would say, very, very, very much want to have Drew Holiday.
All right. Well, the NBA draft is tonight. The Blazers do pick 11th. Let's start diving into the NBA draft and get some of your feedback on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Danny and Dusty on the fan.
It's time for the Easy Play, brought to you by HomeZ, making home improvement easy.
Fly ball right field. Plenty deep. Warner at the base of the warning track. Dylan Moore comes home to score. The Mariners have taken the lead in the ninth inning.
Aaron Goldsmith on the call en route. Julio Rodriguez, go-ahead sack fly in the ninth. Beats the Twins, winners of 4 of their last 5. Mariners scoring some runs lately.
Julio! Are the Mariners at 54% yet?
They're creeping up towards 50. I think they may be at 54%.
Like right
Let's
there.
Check this here.
526.
Oh,
almost.
Need a couple more wins.
Almost.
Easy play brought to you by Homesy. Use Homesy's online calculator to estimate your project instantly. Make it easy. Call Homesy. That's HOMZE.com. 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. Also, the YouTube chat is popping off. All the party people are just arguing and getting their thoughts off in the chat, which I love to see. I love to see. Keep it cordial, though, huh? Let's keep it cordial in the YouTube chat, folks. But we got a lot of texts coming in on the Anthony Simons and Drew Holiday trade. This text says, are we sure Drew isn't actually still close to as good of a scorer as Ant? On the Celtics, he had scoring stars all around him and didn't have to or get to shoot all that much. Simons on the Blazers, complete opposite. I guess we'll find out, but either way, Drew is one of my favorite NBA players due to his personality and style of play.
Drew's not taking on that offensive burden anymore. If you take a look at his career, his usage rate over the last 3 years has gone from 28% to 17% to 16%. And you can say, it's the Celtics and this, that, and the other. It's like, he's also 35 years old.
Yeah, he's 35, but he's also playing with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and then before that, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
But also, again, keep in mind what I said, the offense is very much looking to be Denny-centric, which would be very reminiscent of Boston having a wing-run downhill offense where Drew works as a secondary or tertiary guy as opposed to a primary creator.
All right. What doesn't make sense, this text says, is that Portland bailed out the Celtics to help their cap and got no draft picks from them and actually sent them picks. Make that make sense.
Yeah, I mean,
it's 2 second-round picks. Yeah, Blazers, one, they don't have the roster spots to use these second-round picks either.
No, and they sent out their own second-round pick in 2031 and a 2026 Knicks second-round pick. That part of it, whether it's the Blazers or anybody else, I look at second round picks now. I'm just like, I don't care.
I never have.
Like, there was a period where I was like, there is more value in second round picks.
Well, it is currency.
Yes, and it's like now
like this
because the like if you hit like let's say you hit a second round pick, it is found money. Mm. There's no doubt about it. But the thinning of the draft pool after the first 4, 5, 6 picks in the second round and kind of the projections of that going forward, it kind of devalues the currency, as it were, as it pertains to second round picks. That's my general mindset of the NBA at large.
Here's a question: is Drew Holiday the new Steve Blake?
I guess in like the supersized version, because you know Steve was Brandon Roy's guy, and you know there was that back and forth how he didn't really fit with Andre Miller, but. It's kind of funny. Drew's kind of a combo of Blake and Andre. Like, that's kind of the prototype that he is, a big, strong, physical.
Oh, you're talking about the way he plays? No, I'm talking about just being on the Blazers multiple times. I think it's Dan Dickow. Because Dan Dickow played a total of 70 games. Steve Blake played a lot of basketball for the Blazers.
But didn't
Drew Holiday has been on the Blazers twice and has not played a game for
impressive.
The team.
Well, it's like, didn't Westbrook get traded to the Jazz twice?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think Westbrook cycled through the Jazz twice and let go. I think Blake ended up being here technically 3 times.
Yeah. Oh.
I think it's 3.
All right.
So,
all right.
But I know, but stylistically, he does kind of remind me of like a combo Andre Miller, Steve Blake.
Sure.
A guy who can toggle on and off, and yeah, he can get you into stuff, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But he's more of a tertiary guy that's just going to give you supreme organizational standards.
All right. Well, Anthony Simons is a Boston Celtic. Drew Holiday is a Portland Trailblazer. Welcome to Portland again, Drew. The Portland Trailblazers do select 11th in tonight's NBA draft. Who will it be? Or will it be anybody? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation, You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.